Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Anyway, it is time now for this.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Well, I tell you what, I Call BS is just where we might pick something that happened through the week. It might be footy related, it might not be footy related, but boys, I might let you go first if anyone would like to take the ball up, Paul.
Yeah, look, I'm just going to start off with a little one here about Queensland naming extended squads. I think Origin's something special. The name 2022 players, I think, is ridiculous.
BS.
I know Gordon's going to be unhappy with that. I also want to say my big one, though, is the NRL taking no action against James Seguiaro playing when he's had failed to get a clearance from the from the Newtown Jets. Last night I texted Graham Annesley, who's the head of football in there at the NRL. It was after Damien Cook took that quick tap and he had a couple of teammates in front of him and the referee blew the whistle and said, stop, you've got some teammates in front of you, and made him go back. I texted him a text message. I said, look, is that rule where if you take a tap and players are in front of you, it's actually a scrum? Is that some time ago being scrapped and I don't know about it? And he said, no, it's still a rule. He said, I just think that that the players or the referees basically take in some discretion and what's the word he used? The word he used was...
Poetic license?
No. He said that it's a matter of balance and that they've used basically their discretion, okay? I asked him then, the levels of generosity is what he said. I asked him, where's the rule that accounts for levels of generosity? And he said, point taken. But my point is this, that's a rule that is a rule of the game that for whatever reason we just turn a blind eye on, okay? But now we see James Seguiaro goes and plays for the Broncos when he's failed to get a clearance from the club he was at.
So talk to me. So he was at Newtown?
He was at Newtown.
Yep.
Broncos went and signed him. Now, when you're at one club, you've got
get
to be...
clearance?
Before your contract is allowed to be registered, you have to get a clearance from the club you're at.
Yep.
The Broncos and the NRL didn't get that clearance, yet he went out and played for the Broncos. They beat the Roosters, and they kept the 2 points. Now, some years ago, South Sydney ran out of player maroon. You're still complaining about this.
Roy Bull.
Scott Wilson was playing and was unregistered.
1988.
Exactly. 1988. Now, this is back when rules used to be rules, and there weren't levels of generosity or discretion. And because Scott Wilson was not qualified to play in the game, even though South won the game, the unfortunate side effect was that they had to get their 2 points taken off them. And it caused a bit of a blow in the game. But rules are rules. And when an unregistered player goes out and plays, what happens if now, if grand final week, the Roosters run out Sonny Bill Williams?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
And I
agree.
Because this is the other... Because people at home are going to say, oh, that's just ridiculous. They're not going to do that. But the Roosters' argument will now be, well, hang on, there's a precedent. You've allowed a precedent. And this is where we start going down this really bad track. And it's unfortunate for the Broncos, but the 2 points should come off. Because James Seguiaro played in a game where he was not registered to play in.
Take the 2 points off, I say.
Because you do get this ridiculous situation.
Because he scored four, too.
No, he scored
the winning try.
Broncos should have the 2 points. I was thinking the same thing, and I do remember that situation in 1988. 88, Manly beat South. Scott Wilson was the legal replacement. South cost them 2 points. It's still in the courts. We want those 2 points back.
I just wonder why we decide to just, when it suits, let rules go. Because the minute we do that, we act with discretion. Everyone says it's the, and I hate this phrase, common sense decision, right? Common sense decisions shouldn't go against the rule. If they do, then the rule's not right. Okay? But the fact is, they've got an unregistered player. He's won. Grand final week, go out, sign whoever you like. Doesn't matter if he's registered or not, because you know what? There's a precedent.
That's Paul Kent calling BS.
Yeah, he woke up cranky too.
On James Seguiaro playing for the Broncos. That's him in a good mood if you've just joined us. Do you want to call BS, Gordy?
Yeah, I as you know, I love my food. So I went to a takeaway shop, so I've gone there and I love burgers. So I ordered like a Works burger with the lot, you get the bacon and the egg and the beetroot and all that kind of stuff and got a scoop of chips with it. And then I saw a Chico roll get pulled outside.
Beautiful.
So then I got a Chico roll and I got the kids, you know, like a couple of burgers. They want a little bacon and egg burgers and you get your soft drink and you sit out there on the table and the chicken salt and you eat it. And then when it all comes out on the table, you say, oh, excuse me, can I get some sauce after you pay? I don't care. What is it, $40 or whatever for, you know, five burgers or whatever. And they say, oh, no, the sauce is in the freezer. That's an extra $1.50.
Yeah. You're calling BS on that?
I'm calling BS on when you go there and you buy something. Can't you just put the sauce on the table? Yeah. Isn't that in the price of the bun and the chips and the...
That's BS.
I got to agree with you again, because if people come round to your house, you don't say, here's a little satchel of sauce. You've got to split the top open, blister pack of sauce. You blokes are making too much sense today. That's why you're on the big bucks. Now, I want to call BS on a colleague of ours, Wendell Saylor.
Oh.
You would now, you know I can put some salt and pepper on a story, but this is word for word what happened. We had to go up to Central Coast Leagues Club on Friday night, me and Wendell Saylor. And anyway, so we're driving up there. He's playing with the radio, which I hate that. I'll call BS on that as well.
Yeah.
People playing with your radio. And he puts it on
is
like
that
some.
What you call it?
He's got the. He's listening to like Sade and Janet Jackson and what's the.
He's
sexy
in the rap
one? Jennifer Lopez and.
Yeah, he's anyway, into the pop and rapping.
Yeah. We're talking away.
I'll
we're
call
talking
BS
away.
On that.
And then he. Yeah, I know. Then we're talking away. I'm in the middle of a conversation. He puts, I'm not, this is on my father's grave. He puts the seat back. He butts in on me. He goes, don't mind me. Pulls out his tablet. He goes, it's 4 o'clock. I've got to watch Bold and the Beautiful. I swear to God. He rolls the seat back and he's watching Bold and the Beautiful. Then he starts.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Then he, if I'm lying, what did you say when Wendell's on the phone? Did you say, you're a dog, Tom. You're a dog.
Sorry, hey, boys. I was listening to that word for word. Mate, that's true. Maroon's right.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I do like Bold and the Beautiful. A couple of years ago, my wife used to watch it. I was watching it, and then I'd come in and watch every now and then. You know, my attention span's pretty ordinary. And then I just started watching and thinking, oh, I like this. So what I do, usually I try and work around, make sure that I've had the dog for a walk between 3:30 to 4:30, and I get home for Bold and the Beautiful. And if I miss it, I try and have a look at it when I'm on the road somewhere if I got time.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's true.
Are you serious? Is that Bowen Hope or someone like that, is it?
Yeah. Remember Ron Moss was on it, and then they got a few new actors. But, you know, my
friend
is like Gordy.
I have never
really
watched it.
Moment. Been really good. But also...
So what's actually happening in it, Wendell? What's the big plot twist at the moment?
Oh, a baby got kidnapped from the mother, and they sold the baby on, and so the secret's there. So it's about to come out. So every episode I sort of miss. It's going to come out, but I know they'll drag it on for about another week or two. So I've got time. But the good thing is, I gave Maroon's ears a bit of a break. That's what I was trying to give his ears a bit of a break.
Mate, and did you have a couple of beers? Did you have to do a toilet stop as well? He did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. But anyway, look, we had a good day.
Yeah.
But Maroon, he's great. He's a great host. So thanks very much, Maroon.
Hey, Wendell, just before you go, and I don't want to pry too much, but was it a cashie for you both?
No, mate. Through books, mate.
Not.
I never do cashies, mate.
We did one in the day for Cambridge Park, me and Del, which we both did for charity. Is that right, Del?
That's a charity one, yep.
And then we did one at Central Coast Leagues, the home of rugby league on the Central Coast, which we sent them a legitimate invoice for.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
$150 each.
Anymore,
I'm from the Central Coast. You don't send legitimate invoices to the Central Coast. I know you're lying, you blokes.
All right, Del. Well, look, mate, good
thanks, guys.
See you next week on the call.
Yeah, boys, thanks.
There it is, the great Wendell Saylor.